Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn With Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and as I always say, I hope that you all are having a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, happy Friday to you. I'm so glad that you are here. Thank you for tuning in. I'm truly glad that you found us. I tell all the new listeners each and every week that I hope you enjoyed this episode that's coming up. We have some very, very nice and important content that we are about to talk about. But I hope if you get a minute that you have an opportunity to go back and listen to the previous episodes that we have recorded in this podcast. They are very fun, very entertaining, very exciting, and they give you a space where you can listen and learn about the topics that we discuss each week. So feel free after this episode to go back and listen to another one. They are all in order and they all talk about different categories, different topics. So enjoy those. You can listen to them over the span of a week or 2 weeks or a month or several months, whatever is most convenient for you. I also interview some of your peers, which is really exciting to hear the perspective of a child. So you can check those out as well and be sure to enjoy the show notes and read those so you can get a glimpse of what topic we're going to be talking about for the day. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. If you are a regular listener, I am so glad to have you back. It always lets me know that I'm doing something right when you come back to listen to our previous episodes and our current episode. So thank you for tuning in. You know what to do. New listeners, regular listeners, you all grab your Listen and Learn notebooks. New listeners, if you don't have one, it's perfectly fine. There's a link for your parents to access to order you one from Amazon in the show notes. So be sure and check that out. But in the meantime, you can grab a notebook. I always encourage you all as listeners to take notes on what we talk about each and every week. It's so important for you to have that so that you can reference them if you need them throughout the day or throughout the week, okay? So if you don't have a notebook, you can grab a sticky note, an envelope, any type of paper and a pen or pencil or crayon or marker or color pencil to write your notes down so that you can have them when you need them. All right, you all, let's jump right on into today's topic. So today is a different topic. You know, the past couple of weeks we've been talking about different things. We've talked about anxiety a couple of weeks ago. Last week we talked specifically about highlighting the great things in your life. So what are some positives that you are experiencing? And I hope that you all had an opportunity to list a few of the positives that you all have experienced over the span of this past week. And I also hope that you have the opportunity to chat with others about them, okay? Because that is very, very, very important. Because guess what? Your friends may want to know how well you're doing. Your parents might want to know how well you're doing. I'm sure that they do. You know, family members, grandparents, teachers, me. I'm always curious to know how well you all are doing in your day-to-day. So if you have gotten an opportunity to share that with someone that's close to you, great. If not, feel free to take some time to do so. We are going to be winding down as school winds down. So we're going to have a short little break. We always take a week off, maybe two, just depending, before or as school gets out, I should say, when school gets out. So stay tuned for that. We're going to be closing things out here over the course of the next couple of weeks. So get ready, guys. So today it was placed on my heart to talk about a serious topic, you all, a very, very serious topic. I want us to talk today about safety first, okay? Stranger danger. These are very, very important topics. And I'm sure at some point you all have heard about them before. If you haven't, no worries, okay? Absolutely no worries. We're going to talk about them today, and I'm going to encourage you to continue to talk about them with your parents, and I'll encourage your parents at the end of this episode to talk about them with you as well, because it's really important. And so this message goes for everyone. It goes for kids, young kids, tweens, teens, young adults, adults, parents, whomever. It's so important, but I really specifically want to focus in on our younger kiddos, the teens, the tweens, and the young adults. You know, this day and age, guys, probably all of you have an iPhone or an iPad or an Android phone or iPod, whatever your electronic device is. And I've found with many kiddos that a lot of times they can get attached to these phones, and they're walking while they're surfing the web, or they're walking while they're on social media. They're not paying attention to what's going on around them. And that could lead to some very dangerous things happening. You know, if you're walking across the street trying to get from one destination to the other, it is not a great idea to be on your phone. Focus on what you're doing for many reasons. First, cars could be coming, okay, in any direction. And so you want to be sure that you are looking left, looking right, looking left again, and then crossing, okay? For those of you who may wear your earpods or your AirPods, be sure that you have one AirPod out of one of your ears so that you can hear what's going on. I honestly recommend having both of them out of your ears so that you can hear what's going on. But if you must have one in your ear to listen to light music or any type of music, please, guys, please have that other ear open and available so that you can hear people if they try to walk next to you or from behind you. You can hear emergency service vehicles if they are passing through. You can hear someone blowing their horn. And this is for my college kids who are on campus. You guys are walking, you're having a great time, whatever the case may be, guys. Be mindful, okay? Be mindful of what you're doing. The same for my teens and my tweens and kids. I want all of you all to be aware of your surroundings. Observe what's going on around you. Observe who is around you, okay? Whether you are at a mall, in the park, at the library. You may think the library is a quiet, safe place. I say it is too, but still be mindful of those things because you never know who is watching you, and it's important for you to stay safe, and we want to keep you safe, okay? So keep those things in mind. You know, another thing I want you all to take note of is if things don't look right, tell the adult that is with you, or find someone immediately so that they could call the police. You know, find a courtesy officer, a police officer. You know, yell for help if you need to, if you feel like you're in harm's way, because those things are important. Scream, 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 you know, if you're in a space where you're not feeling safe, so that someone can hear you, okay? But if it doesn't look right, or if a person doesn't look right, if they seem suspicious, okay? And for you younger kids, suspicious means something's not in the right place. Something looks weird. Something seems off, okay? So if it looks suspicious, report it. That is so important. If you're in a store and there's a manager that you feel like you need to speak to that manager so that they can ask for help, get the help that they need, do whatever it takes to keep you all safe, okay? That's really important as well. And here's something else that's even more important. A lot of times, younger kids think that it might be a creepy old guy or a creepy old lady who might be the bad guy or somebody that's, you know, endangering them, putting them in danger. It could be someone in normal clothes, okay? But if it doesn't look right, if you don't feel right, find your adult. If you have a phone and it is that urgent to you, call 911. Always be mindful of where you are, guys. This goes for young adults, this goes for my older adults, and this goes for young kids. Let an adult, your parents, grandparents, let someone know where you are at all times, okay? You guys might think it's cool to say, hey, you know, I'm going to turn my location off, or I'm going to not let mom know I'm this place, or I'm going to go here, then I'm going to quickly leave just to say I went. Guys, those things are not cool, okay? The guys, you might say, yeah, I'm going to let my, tell my dad I'm here, and then I'm going to go somewhere different. That's not cool, guys. What's cool? What's really cool? I mean, like, if you want to be, like, the coolest, let someone know where you are, right? Trust me. I've been there. I've been a teen. I've done that. It is important for you to let someone know where you are. So if you need to be picked up, they can come and get you. If you do need to call for help, someone knows where you are and they can call for help for you if you cannot do it right away, okay? The last thing I want you all to take note of is never talk to or take anything from a stranger. Never, ever, 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 okay? If an adult is trying to reach out to you, asking you to use your phone, no good, guys. They need to go somewhere else to do that. Try to keep in a group, okay? If you're with a group of kids, stay in that group. You guys keep one another safe. Make sure everyone has everybody's phone numbers. But don't ever take anything from another adult. Really, from any stranger, from that matter. If you don't know them, okay, don't take anything from them. Run. Total opposite direction. Yell, scream, do what you need to do to get into a safe space. And another good thing is always talk to your friends about what that safe space is, okay? Your safe space might be at your car. Your safe space might be nearby anything, a water fountain, somewhere that's open and visible for others to see you and give you help if you need it, okay? So those are a few basic things, basic pieces of information, but very, very important pieces of information, okay? Keep them in mind, guys. I love each and every one of you, whether you are a new listener or a regular listener. I love you guys. I want you all to stay safe. I want you all to have fun as we go into the summer. So these are important tips because I know a lot of you guys are going to be swimming. A lot of you guys might be at the park. Many of you may be at the mall. Wherever you might be, stay safe and stay in groups, okay? It's so important. So I want to leave you all with those cool notes today. Remember, being cool is being safe. Being popular is being safe. Letting your parents know where you are, that, guys, is the most coolest and safest thing that you can do, okay? No matter what your age is. So keep that in mind. Parents, truly appreciate you. Thank you for having your kiddos join on another week. I just cannot thank you all enough. I thought this topic was very important to discuss. You know, there's so much going on in our news at this very minute. And so I thought this was important for me to discuss so that it will be in your kiddos' ears and it will be in your ears as we prepare for the summer, because I know a lot of us are going to get ready to be in a space of just really relaxing and enjoying, and I want you all to be safe. So continue to have these conversations with your children. If it's been a while since you've had the stranger danger conversation, have it again. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't matter what age they are. If they are 23, 24, 25, talk to them about the importance of being vigilant and being aware of their surroundings. You know, we think our kiddos, as they go off into college, they're adults, and yes, they are, but we still want them to be mindful of those new environments, those new surroundings, you know. So keep that in mind for them. And again, continue to talk to your tweens and teens and little kiddos about that as well. Thank you all for all that you do for this podcast. Thank you for all that you do for Listen and Learn LLC in Kennesaw, Georgia, and in Kansas City, Missouri. I truly appreciate you all. The website is Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw. I'm sorry, Let me rephrase that. Listen and Learn LLC.com. That's our website. My email address is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. If you want to reach me by phone, you can do that at 678-919-2117. We have a physical location, a physical office space in Kennesaw, Georgia, so you can connect with me there. We also have a virtual office in the Zona Rosa, Kansas City, Missouri area, so you can connect with me via email in both locations. If you would like to schedule your free consultation for your kiddo to see if we are a great fit, to see if they want to come and have some fun, and it also gives me an opportunity to learn more about you and your amazing family, okay? So all of our appointments are by appointment only, so feel free and be sure to reach out to me to get something set up via email, okay? As far as our social media presence, we have a business page on Facebook. You can connect with me there at Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw, GA. There's that Kennesaw, GA. So many fun, exciting photos and videos there, so feel free to connect with me there for any updates as well that we have for both of our locations. If you want to connect with this podcast, you can connect with this podcast on any podcast listening outlet: Spotify, Anchor.fm, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Amazon, Alexa, Overcast, wherever you listen. We are there. And I thank you all again. Until we meet again, take it easy and let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.